This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The actor Ossie Davis died today. He was a pivotal figure in America's theater, film, and civil rights communities for more than 50 years. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Black people in the 1950s had to look long and hard to see themselves reflected positively on the silver screen. There were Negro servants that floated through reruns of movies from the 30s and 40s and the occasional Step and Fetch It film, but there were not many black on-screen characters with dignity and gravitas, until Ossie Davis. Davis, a tall, handsome young man with a rich bass voice and a striking presence, arrived in Hollywood in the late 1940s after acting on the New York stage. He and his bride, Ruby Dee, were part of an all-black cast of an adventurous new play, Anna Lucasta. Several important people in the film community, including Charlie Chaplin, saw the play and saw Davis's potential as a film actor. Davis's first movie was Joseph Mankiewicz's No Way Out, a drama about a robbery gone wrong. Davis went on to act or star in some 40 films, five with his wife, and dozens of television shows. Contemporary moviegoers will remember his role as the Reverend Dr. Purify from Spike Lee's 1991 film Jungle Fever. In this scene, the Reverend is chastising his wife, played by Ruby Dee, for admitting their crack-addled son into their home against his wishes.
What is he doing in our home?
But he is your son, our son, our first child, Gator, and I'm fixing him something neat.
He is not allowed in our home.
But this is his home, too.
How much money did he ask you for?
Many of the vehicles Davis chose focused on social issues, especially race. He and Dee were active members of America's civil rights community, often participating in and helping to bankroll demonstrations and rallies to protest racial violence and to support integration and voting rights. Davis and Dee were also a force to be reckoned with within Hollywood, where they constantly sought to make studio executives accountable for the racial bias within the movie business. That they were powerful actors and dazzlingly charming gave them a certain protection from studio retaliation for their social activism. This became important early in their careers during the height of the McCarthy era. At that point, Davis and Dee were pressured to denounce their friend, actor-activist Paul Robeson, for his communist beliefs. They refused. The Davises emerged from the communist witch hunt and later the turmoil of the civil rights era unscathed. We've never been, to the best of my knowledge, guilty of anything, other than being black, that might upset anybody, he once wrote. But Ossie Davis never let upsetting people keep him from doing the right thing. In 1965, it was Davis who gave the memorable eulogy for his dear friend Malcolm X. It's reprised here in Spike Lee's 1992 Oscar-nominated movie, Malcolm X.
And we shall know him then for what he was and is, a prince.
Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee met as actors in 1946, married on their one day off 2 years later while doing a New York play, and have been inseparable ever since. The couple served as exemplars and mentors to several black actors over the decades. Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee celebrated 50 years of marriage in 1998, then penned a book on their entwined marriage and careers. In 2004, Davis and Dee went to Washington to be declared cultural treasures at the annual Kennedy Center Awards. Ossie Davis died on location in Florida, where he was filming a movie called, ironically, Retirement. He was 87 years old. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.